Nolte, ratings jump after Emmys dump Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel. By John Nolte on September 21, 2021. It looks like all Emmy had to do to boost its pathetic ratings was dump Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel as host. Last year, in 2020, Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel hosted the Emmys, and the show hit a record low of just 6.3 million viewers. This year, with Cedric the Entertainer as host and Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel nowhere to be found, viewership jumped by more than a million viewers to 7.4 million. Wow, what a negative difference Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel can make, Amirite. Watch below. Oh, and this is not the first time a significant award show benefited from dumping Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel. Back in 2019, ratings for the Academy Awards jumped 9% after Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel was dumped as host. Even better, 2019 was the year the Oscars chose to go with no host. So, no host drew more people than Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel as host. But before we get all sloppy and start taking warm showers together celebrating Emmy's big ratings comeback, let's remember that it's not a big ratings comeback. 10 years ago, the Emmys attracted 13.5 million viewers. In 2000, a whopping 20 million people tuned in. Trust me, 7.4 million viewers is still a catastrophe for the Emmys. It's just less of a catastrophe than last year when Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel hosted. Yes, trust me, a mere 7.4 million viewers is still a countrywide rejection of these hideous racist elites who somehow managed to award 12 out of 12 acting awards to white people. Oh, and who also forced their servants to wear masks as they ran around maskless. Does anyone doubt Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel is ratings poison? He can barely bring in a million viewers a night to his own show. And he's on a broadcast channel available to 300 million people. Everything Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel touches dies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.